Senator Chris Jacobs has Albany experienced as Secretary of State to Governor Pataki, while Assemblywoman Monica Wallace had her first exposure to the process this year. The budget put more money into public schools, started a system of free tuition in public higher education for most families, and set the ground rules for ride-hailing outside of New York City. It was also a continuation of power the governor won years ago to put policy issues into the budget. Jacob says it may be time to rebalance the process by taking some power away from the governor so that some issues get real consideration, not just spending, like raising the age.
Criminal responsibility of 16 and 17-year-olds were put into the budget, of consolidation of local governments, of the so-called free tuition, all these very, very complex things that needed to be fleshed out in a very short amount of time. And I know the intent was to kind of hold the whole budget hostage to get these things passed.
Jacob says he had heard stories about putting a budget together, but nothing had prepared him for being involved. Assemblywoman Wallace says even veterans of the process were unhappy about what was going on.
I'm told by some of my colleagues this is one of the worst years they've experienced, and they've been there for a very long time. So I suppose in many ways it was very frustrating and exhausting at times and frustrating at times. But in the end, I think we did get a good budget in place. And, you know, like you said, I'm a lawyer. I'm used to being involved in difficult negotiations. This is probably at the higher level.
Both say the big upstate-downstate problem is that the two sides aren't all that familiar with the other side's issues, whether it's affordable housing in New York City or taxes on energy for employers upstate or ride-hailing. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.